good. I'll go to heaven.
You're good, you'll go to heaven if you died today. Why do you say that? Could you share that with me?
Why?
I'm a street preacher, yeah. Why? Hello? Yeah, what's your standard of heaven and how do you get there?
Believe that Jesus is the Son.
So you believe in Jesus?
I do.
Yeah. Okay.
That's really it, bro. You just got to believe Jesus is the Son.
You got to just believe?
That he died for your sins.
Keep going.
And that's eternal life.
Okay, so that's it. So if you just believe in what Jesus did,
yep.
That you're going to die for your sins.
He's the Son of Christ.
So your gospel just says believe, but Jesus doesn't teach that. Jesus says believe in him. Yep, his death, burial, and resurrection. But it's on that gospel card right here.
Yep.
His very first ministry words, and so were John the Baptist's, repent.
Yep.
Do you know what repentance is, young man? What is repentance?
It's asking God for forgiveness.
That's the start, very early start. But then guess what it is also? It's a change of your mind, and it's a change of your ways, right? So if you change your mind and you change your ways, what's going to happen in your life? Are you going to live worldly?
No.
Are you good? I asked a bunch of men this, and they all told me yes. What will you say? Is college life godly or ungodly?
Ungodly.
So you're here living in an ungodly place. How is it that you've repented to live godly?
What do you mean?
Well, if you're here or taking in an ungodly place,
the idea of college is unworldly. Yeah.
So the Bible says by faith in the shed blood of Jesus, you must repent.
Yeah.
You got to be willing to turn from your sin. And when God sees a willing vessel, you can be born again by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Yeah. But when you're born again, what's the fruit that you're born again? You just live like the world, live like college, go to some church that... Who invented all the churches, young men? Young man. Would you go to a church?
Do I?
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah, which what's the name of it?
It's called Berean Family Worship Center.
Yeah, so some man invented, it's probably like a non-denomination.
Yeah.
They keep the pagan holidays of Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, right?
Yeah.
They live like the world for the most part.
I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, sports, politics, entertainment, cultural fashion. Do you see how my wife and I look very different?
Yeah.
Why do you think we dress different? Just to attract a crowd? Or do you think God instructed how we should dress?
He instructed.
He instructed in Genesis 3, he shed blood for us. But when we dress like the culture, I have a question. Doesn't that show you got a football, lacrosse football and shirt? Doesn't that show you belong to the culture?
Suppose, bro.
Yeah. So see, you got to go a lot deeper in that gospel. The fruit you're born again is holiness and obedience.
Yeah.
And get the Holy Spirit in you will begin to convict you. I'm no better than you. I used to be a worldly, carnal, wicked man. But the Holy Spirit convicted me and I tested the culture. Did you know the culture is Satan's kingdom? Yeah. Did you know college is Satan's kingdom?
Yeah.
And did you know the churches, when they're practicing all those lies, they live like the world, pagan holidays, they have a corrupt gospel. Did you know they're also part of Satan's kingdom?
Yeah.
So you got to really test yourself. Lovingly, God brought a messenger to tell you, you're claiming to believe in Jesus, but you're living in Satan's kingdom and you're just like it. That should trouble you. What do you think of that?
I suppose.
My website is designed, don'tperish.com. There's a 10-point test. You can test your church and your faith.
Yeah.
We already know the college is ungodly and sinful. You already agree with that. I preached out here at the football game, and I see people getting rowdy and getting drunk, and there's fornicating. There's men and women, right? Men and women showing their bodies off here. There's a lot of fornicating that goes on around here.
Probably.
Yeah. See, all of this stuff is outside of the truth of God, and you're to be a holy vessel. Jesus shed his blood for you. You're to be holy and set apart for his kingdom. Right?
Hi, Studer.
You're to be holy and set apart if you're claiming him. Do you know what's going to happen on Judgment Day? I'll let you go. On Judgment Day, if you don't live for Christ and become holy, set apart for God, God's going to say, away from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. You might pretend you're born again, but if you don't come out of all the sin, you're not. Or you're so rebellious, the Holy Spirit doesn't even have a hold of you.
Yeah.
Most times, people claim they're born again. But they're not born again, and they're just walking through the world like everyone else. You're not going to find eternal life just believing in Jesus. You got to follow. You got to obey. Our website is designed to help you. Thanks for talking to me, young man. What's your first name?
Chris.
I'll be praying for you.
Nice to meet you.
All right, we love you. Let me know I can help you. Go deep into scriptures.
Secular people, they'll admit that Noah's flood happened. So.